proving that just about anybody can talk about trucks. Live from Tampa, Florida, Minot, North Dakota, and Nashville, Tennessee, it's Talk CDL, The Trucker Show, with Troy, Tyler, and Dave. Now, let's talk CDL.
Well, all right, welcome to Talk CDL, The Trucker Show. Almost missed the show today, guys. I was running down the hallway to get in here. Anyways, welcome. It's Saturday. Saturday's our first day of the week, and this is the way we like it now. 8 o'clock at night. Good audience. Good time to be on the show and just sit back and talk with our brother and sister truck drivers and all them wannabes and just the rest of the world. Tyler, I see you are on your way. You're not officially trucking today, but you're on your way to Utah from North Dakota. That's gotta be a nice ride.
Yeah, you know, there's two different options that you can do coming from here. And one is to totally skip Montana and just kind of go down through the southeastern or western part of North Dakota and just go straight into Wyoming. But I said, you know what, screw that. I'm going to go through Montana. So I should be in Montana here in not too long. And then, go straight down through Montana, through Wyoming, and then into Utah. It's actually a lot closer than I thought it was when I first looked it up. So
they say to make sure you have lots of fuel in Montana. Their fuel stops ain't that close together.
Yeah, I don't know. In the map, I didn't really look and see what all towns were between the North Dakota border and Billings. I'll be going through Billings, but I don't know. I don't know what's between there and Billings. So I think I get about 500 miles to my tank on my truck, so I should be doing pretty good. Yeah.
I hear that. Well, Tyler, today we are talking about driving too close to the big rigs. You know, I seen a little Facebook thing not too long ago. It had a post on the back of a tractor trailer. It said, "If you're not a hemorrhoid, get off my butt." meaning stop tailgating me. So we've got some hidden dangers and some warnings, and just want to kind of educate the general four-wheeling population out there of the dangers. And quite frankly, also, Tyler, also sometimes you'll see one or two rigs following one another, and they're running a lot close also. And the danger is also there for a trucker that wants to maybe draft behind another trucker. Lots of dangers. Some people think, oh, just stay behind the trucker. Well, staying behind them too close is a very, very bad thing. And we'll be getting right into that as soon as we take a quick break here. You got any announcements, Tyler? Anything at all for the listeners out there of Talk CDL Trucker Show?
No, I would just say if you're tuning in, all right, no matter how you're listening to this, I'm just going to let you know you head over to TalkCDL.com. You'll be able to listen to every single one of our episodes. We record these around 8 p.m., usually they're on the website, about an hour and a half later. The brand new episodes, you might get on there and say, yeah, this one was posted yesterday. Well, that's just because it hasn't posted over on the website yet for the day. Those usually post probably around by 9:30 Eastern. They'll be on TalkCDL.com. You'll be able to listen to the most recent episode there. But you can listen to every single episode we've ever had on there as well, right on the homepage. I think we have right around, 5 to 10 on per page. You just scroll to the bottom, you'll see a next symbol. I think this is kind of crazy. There's actually 18 pages of episodes on our homepage. So head over there, check it out, and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TalkCDL. And you'll get all the updates on what topics we'll be covering for the day, the week, and all that good stuff. If we're going to be running a little late and all that good stuff. So just make sure you go to those two resources, and as always, iTunes is our number one, I'd say, platform as far as you being able to listen to the show, you know, on an application on your phone compared to just going to TalkCDL.com. So go ahead and subscribe over on iTunes, and you'll be good to go. So that's about all I got.
And, you know, for all you folks out there that are sending us those good compliments, you know, how you're enjoying the show, we've gotten several lately of kind of like attaboy comments, and we really truly from the bottom of our heart appreciate that. That's really our goal with this show, is to really create a podcast that all drivers can relate to, new drivers, old drivers, you know, drivers that have retired, drivers that have passed on, and their families. We've had people write in that their dad or grandfather or uncle used to be a driver when he was alive, and you know, all you ones that are wanting to be drivers, you know, everybody and family, everybody that's interested in trucking and that enjoys a podcast, you know, we just encourage you to be part of the show. And by the way, you know, we've had several of you on the show. And if anybody also wants to jump in and hang with us, by all means, you're more than welcome to. I know a lot of people that call in on the sound, in the sound room. And the call-in number, by the way, is 516-387-1911. For all you folks that call in and don't want to talk, that's fine. We 100% understand. I've had presidents of companies that tell me, oh no, I don't want to be on the radio. You know, they're just, you know, people are shy. They don't want to be out there, you know, having attention, a spotlight on them. So, by all means, you know, we appreciate you too, everybody. We appreciate it. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts. I'm going to go ahead and take a break, and we're going to get right into our topic because we're trying to just get right to things these days. Here we go.
Hey, drivers, are you in the market for a new driving job? Are you looking for a small, family-owned carrier that knows you by your first name? Well, let me tell you about North Dakota's best-kept secret. That secret is GMR Transportation. That's right. Chances are you've never even heard of GMR Transportation. GMR is a small, family-owned carrier with 50 trucks and terminals in North Dakota and Wisconsin. GMR may be a small carrier, but they offer big benefits for you and your family. If you've never pulled a flatbed, but are looking to pull something different than, say, a typical dry van or a reefer trailer, then pick up the phone today and call Steve at 877-327-3127. That's 877-327-3127. And be sure to tell him, Talk CDL, the Trucker Show sent you.
For nearly 40 years, owner-operators have trusted Mercer Transportation to provide them with the freight and support needed to be successful. A 100% owner-operated company, Mercer Transportation provides a strong foundation for owner-operators to build their business on. We understand that for us to succeed, we need our owner-operators to succeed, and that is a responsibility we take seriously. That is why at Mercer you can expect consistent year-round freight, 100% fuel surcharge pass-through, fuel and tire discounts, paid cargo insurance plans. You can receive your settlement for each load within one business day with no additional fees. You will work with an assigned load coordinator who understands your business and will keep you loaded and profitable. Contact a Mercer representative today to discuss your goals and how Mercer can assist you in achieving them. Give us a call at 888-978-1393. That number again is 888-978-1393, or visit us online at www.mercertown.com. Mercer Transportation, rock solid, owner-operator driven.
Hey drivers, how does a 14.1% pay increase sound? If you were at national carriers, you'd already have it. With two pay raises in less than a year, members of the elite fleet are making a great living on the road. Our competitive mileage rates and consistent year-round freight mean you can count on steady paychecks and annual earnings of $50,000 or more. But the pay is just one of the perks. As a company driver, you'll also ride in the comfort and reliability of the latest equipment like the Kenworth C680, the Freightliner Cascadia, and utility refrigerated trailers equipped with SmartTalk UT6 aerodynamics. And you don't have to ride alone. With NCI's rider and pet policy, you can enjoy the drive with your family and friends, even if they have 4 feet. National Carriers also offers a generous benefits package, including health insurance, 401k, paid vacation, and holidays. All you need to get started is a Class A CDL and 6 months of experience. Join the Elite Fleet today by calling 888-593-4110 or apply online at gonationalcarriers.com. That's gonationalcarriers.com.
Hey, drivers, Troy here with TalksEDL. Imagine one app on your phone that would enable you to look at all the applications out there that you might have with different trucking companies being processed. That's right. Just click on one app called Driver Pulse, and you'll be able to look in and see if a company has you almost hired or if something might be holding the application up. Just imagine how quick and convenient this will be for you and for the trucking company. No more slowdown periods at all. Drivers, head on over to 10thstreet.com. That's TENSTREET.com and download the Driver Pulse app, or you can go to Google Play or just Google it and you'll find Driver Pulse by 10th Street. Get it today. All right, welcome back to Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. Tyler, I got a question for you, brother.
Shoot it.
Are you guilty of riding up close to the big trucks? Are you guilty? Are you guilty? Are you guilty?
No, because I've learned my lesson. I was guilty, I'd say. I've learned my lesson from that. You know, if I see a rig, man, I get up around it. If at all possible, I'm around that rig. I honestly hate to say it, but I'll because we all know when you're passing a vehicle, you're not supposed to break the speed limit to go around. But to me, my safety is greater in danger, I should say, behind a big rig, right behind him, than passing him a couple miles above the speed limit. And that's just how I operate. So, yeah, no, don't even play around with it. Not only does it destroy your vehicle, but all the things we're about to talk about can happen to you. So, no, thank you. I'll pass.
Yeah. Let me read this article. It was on CDL Life. And what it is, if you go on the Talk CDL Facebook page, for all you folks out there listening in, if you go out there to the Talk CDL Facebook page and click on our article, we post every day, Lord willing, they come up with something, and it goes on the Facebook page, and then we talk about it. But today's episode was posted earlier for everybody, you know, to prepare for. And it's got a picture of a blue car. I couldn't tell you what kind of car it is. I studied that good, but who knows? It's a blue car, and there's a... Tyler, did you actually see the big steel plate right through the windshield?
Oh, yeah, man. That was what it looked like to me. Right behind the... I can't even... It either looked on the step... on the left side of the, you know, the step up into the truck, or it looked like that plate that sits right behind the cab, right before the, usually a lot of times people will try and stick their personal belongings or stuff there to try and transport their own stuff, you know. I can't remember. I don't know. Right on the rear tandem there.
Well, it says it's a tread plate. And you can see that it's you know, it's off part of the rig somewhere. I don't want to try to guess. I almost thought it was the metal flap that is above the tire flap. That's what I was thinking it was, but it could be anything. But it might be the piece that's, you know, above the rubber on the tire flap. But anyways, I can only picture, I'm going to read this in a second, but that plate is almost all the way through the guy's windshield. And I got to tell you, I can't even imagine the look on someone's face when that thing came through, and the pitch of that windshield. You would think it would have just deflected this plate, but it was going that fast. It cut through on an angle, and praise God, that would have, you know, I guarantee you, everybody that looks at that was thinking, if that would have came all the way through, there would have been heads. Literally, it would have been like you would have been decapitated in a second. It was just that thing would have just sliced your head right off. But let me read it. It's just a little paragraph or two. It says, semi's metal tread plate smashes into car windshield. A motorist is lucky to be alive after after a piece of tread plate from a semi came crashing through his windshield. The incident happened yesterday on I-10 near Seguin, Texas. Police say that the tread plate came off the truck as it was traveling at 75 miles an hour, then crashed into the car behind it. Amazingly, no injuries were reported. Police say that the truck driver stopped and gave his information. it is unclear if the truck driver will face charges. And I, first off, I would say that's if you charge a trucker for that, I mean, how the heck, you know what I mean? That plate there, I don't see anybody ever winning in court. Now, of course, the insurance company is going to have to pay for the guy's damage. I mean, it's just, that's liability. But going forward, this is one of the things that can happen when you're driving a car. Tyler, you've seen pictures of people where a deer or an animal came through and killed people or really hurt them. Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, especially not only, you know, on TV or in images, but in person in Alaska, it happened all the time. You always see it happen to people, moose and everything, you know?
Yeah. And you know, one of the things, let's just start with the obvious tractor trailer that you really don't want to get behind. And I tell my children, my wife, never get behind a dump trailer, a triaxle dump truck, a tractor trailer dump truck, an end dump, and especially one that doesn't have a tarp. But let me tell you the other reason. Most of your dump trailers are used to going off-road, and those guys are famous for getting big boulders stuck between their tandem wheels. And if one of them boulders come loose and you're close enough, that'll come through your windshield and kill you. If not, it'll go through your grill and disable your car. It's just so much. And I'll tell you what, I've had in my tractor trailer, I was maybe, well, I mean, obviously I was too close there at one time when I was a younger driver. There was a dump trailer in front of me, and a rock come off, right, smashed my passenger side window. So, and that was my fault for even staying near that guy. But that's one. Tyler, have you ever had sand? Now, down here in Florida, we have sand trucks. Man, you don't want to. It's almost getting sandblasted by one of these guys if you're behind him and he ain't tarped right. Because even though they're tarped, a lot of times there's still sand just coming off, and it'll take your paint off.
Yeah, I hate it because right past where I live here, I got a quarry just down the street on my left, and I got a quarry, you know, right in on the town. So there's always trucks with not just sand, but rock and everything else. And before I got rid of my wife's previous car, and it looked like someone had, I don't know, taken like a nail punch and just like punched a bunch of holes in the paint all over the thing. I mean, it was bad. Thousands of little rock chips because just, inevitable there, you know. It was just ridiculous. I couldn't believe how many were on there.
So Tyler, here's another one. I was coming back from Chicago, heading east. I was in Pennsylvania, and I'll tell you what, I'll be honest, I was overweight. I don't know, might have been close to 90,000 total. I don't know. Maybe it was. I think it was under that. And my tandems were all the way back. And I guess I didn't even see the car behind me. There was a car that close to me. I didn't even know he's back there. Because I'm just cranking. I'm probably like 80, 85, you know. I'm just going along. And all of a sudden, boom, I blew a tire. And I'm like, ooh. I could see. I seen it back there, you know, going. And so I'm slowing it down. And guy comes on the TV. Hey, FFE. Because that's what I was pulling FFE's trailer. Hey, FFE. Man, that guy behind you, man. He might want to pull over and change his shorts. I go, why? What? He goes, he said, the guy was so close to you when that tire blew. He said, that guy was swerving like crazy, man. He said, that guy, it was just a crazy reaction from him. It looked like he was going to wipe out, man, because I guess he got rained on with tire. And I'll tell you, those steel-belted tires, they'll come through your windshield, and they'll take your head off, too. A lot of people don't realize that just a tire going steel-belt, that'll come through. Tyler, what do you think?
No, definitely. In our article, this guy's lucky that it was such a big piece of metal, or else it would have definitely went all the way through the windshield. That's the only reason I think that thing didn't go through was because of how big it was. A tire, on the other hand, that thing's inertia is insane. It's spinning. It's almost like throwing a it's like throwing a football or something, you know. It's got a certain bit of that spinning velocity to it, so it's going to come through that windshield if you want it to or not. And there's plenty of videos on YouTube to prove it, man. And those things will decapitate you, no doubt. And not to mention, it's just a bunch of pieces, you know. Sometimes it might not just be that one strip. It might be a bunch of pieces, man. It's bad.
You know, I just thought of, just imagine if that guy would have been on a motorcycle behind that big rig. That would have been it.
The other day, actually, speaking about those, the rocks and stuff, you know, construction on roads, you know, you got so many, those center dumps on those, thinking of tires reminded me of this because of the type of, you know, rubber. But those center dumps, when they're doing the roads, I forget, what is roads called? What is that made out of?
Asphalt?
Asphalt, there you go. Yeah, those asphalt dump trucks, man, they pull the center dump and walk with it, you know? But there's so much left underneath of those things because they don't clean them, you know, which they should. And the other day, I actually had a huge, I'm talking like three or four footballs, big around piece of tar, hardened tar, came out from underneath one of those when I was driving behind him. I was far enough back, it broke up enough from him driving before it got to me. But man, you gotta watch out for that kind of stuff too. Those tar trucks are bad, you know. So it's just, there's so many different things. It's insane.
I tell you, you know what else I've seen come off? I've seen entire tandem wheels come off. Literally two tires on a hub, on an axle, come right off. That'll kill a whole family. That'll kill another tractor trailer. And really what we're just trying to tell everybody out there is, you know, here's some advice, realistically. Come up on a trucker, if he's going too slow. Let me tell you what tractor trailer drivers are taught in trucking school. For all you four-wheelers, this is the one thing that truckers are taught. They're taught to look ahead as far as they can see. Now, when I see somebody in the granny lane, and I'm in the granny lane, I'm doing, say, 70 mile an hour, and it's a 70 mile an hour speed limit, and I could tell that guy's doing 20 under or whatever. Maybe he's going up a hill and he's too heavy. Within a quarter mile of him, I'm out in the next lane. That's what we were taught in tractor trailer school. We're not. One of the things that I notice about untrained four wheelers, they will come right up on your butt before they'll pass. And again, you start that danger factor of, what if something comes off that big truck? It's all heavy-duty stuff. What if, hey, Tyler, what if just a bolt, a lug nut? I mean, anything that, you know, it could come through your windshield. And, you know, there's people that have been killed by cinder blocks or something coming off. And I'll tell you, here's another one, a flatbed. You get behind a flatbed, he's got a load of cinder block or pipe. You know, I don't know if I can find it. This happened years ago in, I think, Tamaqua, Pennsylvania, up there where I'm from. A load of pipe broke off of a flatbed and literally came right through and killed a lady on her way to work. And now, was she too close? Well, somewhere along the line, it either come off and shot through her windshield, or it bounced and came through her. But either way, I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, I don't want to talk about some poor person that's, you know, passed on at this point, but I would tell you it really does sound like that person was driving a little too close to the big rig. So, you know, realistically, flatbeds, and that's, you definitely don't want to get next behind a flatbed. You know, it's lights out. You know, hey, one of them tarps comes off and wraps around your car, it's lights out. So, you know, the bottom line is, there really is, if anybody's ever given you the advice of just stay behind the big truck, you know, let me tell you, let me finish the rest of that advice. If you're going to stay behind the big truck, stay back. I mean that. In fact, I think I've seen many tractor trailers with signs on it that says, if you can read this, you're too close. Or, you know, there's some signs usually warning you that if you're this close, I can't see you. Because when you get too close to a rig, he cannot see you. He does not know you're there. It might seem like a real safe place. Obviously, you don't want to be right in front of the big truck going down the road. You don't want to be, you know, real close. And most professional truckers are going to respect you and not ride up your butt anyway, most. But I will tell you, riding close is not the place to be. I have one other article I wanted to read, and it's kind of a story that this guy wrote. It's called Exploding Truck Tire Sends Exploding Truck Tire Sends Message on the No Zone. And, you know, I like the name of that, Tyler, the No Zone. This is the zone you don't want to be around big trucks. And there's many blind spots. The one thing you don't want to be is directly behind them or directly beside them going down the road either, because they have blind spots on the sides where they can't see it. Tyler, what do you think?
Yeah, I think I've actually heard of that No Zone before. I've seen a diagram, and it's basically like it kind of has like a red kind of triangle that comes off the back of a trailer that shows that No Zone. I'm not quite sure what the dimensions are, but it includes kind of the left side, you know, right where you'd be in the blind spot on the left side, like the whole thing. I want to say it was some sort of, maybe it was a DOT flyer or something I had seen, but I've seen that before. I think it was in like a restroom or something on the wall or whatever, you know, like they got those bulletins. But that's definitely, this article, you know, we kind of read it earlier today, and I really enjoyed it. So go ahead and read it.
Here's an article. Now, a man writes this in, a tire blew in front of him, I guess. He was in a car. He says, I was just east of I-80, of the I-80 interchange, following a tractor trailer that was passing another truck. So he's wanting to just soar along and run his giraffe like a NASCAR. He says, we were both doing at least 65 mile an hour. Suddenly, one of the rear tires exploded on the truck in front of me. It says, there was a tremendous bang, a white cloud of smoke, and chunks of shredded tire flying everywhere. He said, some of those chunks flew into my car in the passing lane directly behind the tractor trailer with another tractor trailer next to me. There was no way to avoid them. He said, who hasn't seen and dodged pieces of truck tire lying on the highway? But nothing like this ever happened to me before. Was I following too closely? Because the tire debris hit my car. The obvious answer is yes, I was. I was following too close. He says, but I do remember having time to think, should I try to swerve to avoid this stuff or just drive into it straight on? I decided it was safer to keep going straight while easing up on the speed without hitting the brakes. The truck driver was either unaware anything had happened or unfazed by it. He kept right on going. I figured he immediately pull over to check his tire and I'd pull in behind him, but he didn't even slow down. I never even saw his brake lights blink. And I'll stop right there for a second. That tells you that sometimes the big rig driver doesn't even know it. We don't hear that tire back there blowing. Okay, he said it was a big loud bang and a white cloud of smoke. You know, if he's going around a curve, he ain't looking back. He's making sure he's on the road, okay? It says, I'll go on and read this recipe. He says, I wasn't happy about this callousness. He said, he knew I was behind him. I had been following him for a few miles, but not dangerously close, or so I thought. Was it possible that he didn't see anything, hear anything, feel anything? And I'm still kicking myself. It never occurred to me to grab a pen and tablet. They're always close by, to write down his license or truck name or number. Just too stunned, I guess. He said, I hope my car hadn't been damaged. I figured it was only struck by tire rubber. I soon found out how wrong I was. When I pulled over to the rest area, it looked like a giant with very long and very sharp fingernails had scratched his hand all the way down the right side of my car. Suddenly, I was relieved none of those tire chunks had hit my windshield. Not only are truck tires bigger and heavier than car tires, but I've learned they also contain much more steel. I guessed repairing the scratches would cost a couple $100s. It cost $883. Fortunately, my insurance company, without raising my rates, paid for the damage as well as most of the cost of the rental car while my car was in the body shop. He goes on to say, guess I was lucky. No question. What happened was potentially dangerous. Having a truck tire explode in front of your car with pieces flying at you easily could frighten someone into losing control. The noise and smoke alone could startle someone into a fatal swerve. I felt compelled to warn others that this could happen to them. But how often does it happen? Question mark. And what should I have done? Question mark. Should I have been smart enough to assume my car was damaged and kept following the truck, blowing my horn and trying to get him to pull over? For that matter, what responsibility, if any, did the truck driver even have? So, you know, when you really think about this article, let me see here. It says trucking, state police and highway safety experts. You know, that's another article. So now think about that, Tyler. There you are. And I'm telling you, as a truck driver, not every time do you know that your tire blew. And this guy was smart enough to just pull over. He wasn't angered. He was smart enough to just get off the road, check his vehicle. Yeah, he probably should have wrote the rig number down, the name or the license, and then looked it up. And then, you know, a lot of times the company will pay for your damages. But what I would tell you is this, okay, it can all be avoided if you just keep a clear distance from you to the big truck. Because guess what? In the long run, it's going to pay off. The more you do any bad driving habit, Tyler, the more bad habits you have, the more likely eventually you're going to get nailed. It's just like the more you speed, the more chances you are of getting a speeding ticket. Okay? The more red lights you run, the more chances you have of getting into a wreck at an intersection. I'll tell you, Florida is like really famous for intersection wrecks, and we see them all the time. If you're one of those guys that's always got to beat the yellow light, eventually you're going to get nailed. So I would tell you the reason laws are made. And listen, one of the things that truckers hate getting is what's called a following too close. So when you're following too close to a trucker and you get a ticket, okay, it's a well-deserved ticket. Not only will it probably save your life, okay, maybe in the future you won't do it again, it'll teach you a lesson. The bottom line with it, these laws were made for a simple reason, and that's one of them. Following too close to a trucker can be hazardous to your health. Tyler, you got anything to add?
No, I mean, that article is on point. I think one of the he used the word potentially in there somewhere, where it says if a tire blows in front of you, it's potentially dangerous. I would rephrase his words to it's definitely dangerous. If it was a tractor trailer tire that blows in front of you, it's not a potential. It's dangerous. It is dangerous, as he found out. And you know, I'd say at least every couple days I see a new tire. In fact, maybe while you're reading that article about, you know, 4 miles back just now, I seen a gator on the road. It wasn't huge, but I mean, it was there. I'm sure the big piece got pulled off. You know, it happens all the time, you know, and if he said, the trucker kept going, well, he was probably full, you know, fully loaded. And when you're fully loaded, you know, 70,000 pounds, 80,000 pounds, that tire blowing is not going to affect your trailer that much in every single case, especially if it's a really nice condition road. I mean, so they're not going to know all the time. The best thing you can do is, you know, after you pass a telephone pole, you know, count down 20 seconds or something. You know, what is it exactly? I'm trying to remember what it was. We actually talked about this not too long ago.
I think it's like 10 feet for every 50 mile an hour or something like that. Realistically. I mean, there is a way that you're supposed to do it, but look, you know, eventually you're going to either get a following too close ticket, which is bad for insurance, by the way, or you're going to have some. Here's the other thing that happens. Let's say, you know, one of the things down here in Florida, we have a lot of turtles, tortoises that cross the road. I mean, it's a huge thing down here. And you hit a tortoise a certain way, they're like a spaceship flying. That'll go through you. I mean, there's just so many. Hey, you know, let me tell you also a little story. I was coming back from Indiana. I was on my way to Pennsylvania. I was in a car. I used to, after I got done trucking, I was an account executive, and I was a recruiter for this one trucking company out in Indiana. And I would travel there, and they would put me in a hotel, and I'd stay out there every week, Lord willing. And I had a really bad habit of following too close. I mean, I was one of those guys that would ride like a rocket going through cities, and I would legitimately be so close I could barely read your license plate. And there was a handful of us coming through Columbus, okay? And guess what? All of a sudden, finally one day, I thought I could stop in time because I had these reaction. I had these cat-like reflexes, I thought, right? One day, all of a sudden, brake lights, right? And I mean, I was like already flying, and brake lights, and I mean brake lights. It was like stop traffic, and I slid right into another guy. It was like a three car pileup, and the two in front of me, they got to drive away. My car went away on a flatbed, and it was done. So I would tell you, I learned my lesson that day. I don't really ride people's butts anymore at all, let alone a tractor trailer. So that's I'm not going to beat this thing with a dead horse. I'm just going to tell you guys, stay off the trucker's butts, man. And if you're a trucker that likes to draft behind the guy in front of you, Tyler, I've seen truckers doing 80, 90 mile an hour, literally 10 feet apart. And truthfully, that's a dangerous, dangerous place to be. Very dangerous. So with that being said, join us tomorrow, 8 o'clock, Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. Kelly, we haven't heard from you in a week. Hopefully you're doing good. Ron, we haven't heard from you in several weeks. I hear Ron's going to be in town not too long down the road here. So awesome, awesome. Alan, hope you're doing good out there with Schneider, buddy. I know you're busy. He's probably rocking and rolling down the road. But if you haven't called in a while, Alan, give us a call. Diesel, I know you're going to be back soon. I'm hearing the rumors. Richie Rich, I know you were up there in at the Dragon's Tail all last week. Lord willing, I'm sure you're just getting in, and we'll probably hear from Rich on Monday. But other than that, Tyler, it's you and me, baby, just like it has been from the beginning. Any final thoughts?
No, I mean, I think we pretty much covered it up. The only thing I would add to this whole conversation is that it's not just following behind that you need to worry about. With tire blowouts, yes, but make sure anytime you're passing a tractor on a two-way, you know, road, you prepare yourself. Be vigilant in case something comes off from the side of a dump truck or something like that. Don't just think that you're safe just because he's coming towards you. You know, he could be jolt over and head-on collision. There's so many different things. So just stay vigilant out on the road, period. Don't follow too closely, and drive safe all around. But yeah.
Awesome. You know, and also the guy that wrote that article about the tire that blew in front of him, I would tell you we got that off of articles.mccall.com. And the guy that wrote that really was spot on when he made the one comment that it could cause somebody to make a fatal swerve. You could flip, you can get killed, you could run into a tree, you can go off a bridge, hit a bridge, go into water, drown, die. You can hit another car, you can just wreck and be killed. Lord willing, you won't. But, you know, it's not only the stuff hitting your vehicle, it also causes other things to happen. So do yourself a favor. Keep yourself in that safety zone. Stay away from people that are road raging, cutting people off. Stay away from tractor trailers, front, back, and side. If you're going to pass a big rig, get down the road. Just get down the road. You don't want to be passing. I'll tell you the worst time to pass a big truck, when it's snowing and icy out. Okay, you pass that big rig, and then you go around a curve and have to stop, and he comes around and plows over you. You'll regret passing him there. So keep your distance. Stay safe. My final thoughts are, if we are alive tomorrow, never know. We're on this side of the sod. Praise God if we are. We're going to get up, and we're going to do the show again tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. Tyler and Troy, and anybody that wants to join us also is more than welcome. We've got a lot of stuff planned over the next couple of weeks, so tune in to iTunes, tune in to Stitcher, Android, TalkCDL.com, Facebook.com/TalkCDL. Go on over there and like us on that page. Go over there and visit our girl Kelly McCulley also on Lady Truckers and like her page too. Follow us all and have a good time here in trucking. We're out. We'll see you tomorrow.